Welcome to The Hooray Approach, a new podcast all about motherhood, mindset, manifesting and money, brought to you by Claire Russell, an early years expert, a coach and a mum of three. So I get it. I'm here and I totally understand. This is your 10-minute little confidence boost so that you can approach the rest of the day feeling good about yourself. Let's go. How are you? I really hope that you are good. I am coming to you today with sunshine beaming through the windows. It is gorgeous. The other day I was driving my boys back from nursery and safely but frantically pulled the car over, screeched into a halt, and the boy was like, "What's going on?" as I jumped out and just had to record the daffodils that were growing by the side of the road, which seems so completely crazy, but I love daffodils. What is it about them? They are just so beautiful. They just ooze happiness to me, and the signs that the lighter evenings, the brighter days, and hopefully the warmer weather is on its way. So yeah, I pulled over and I saw them and I just love daffodils, and I've not spotted them in the supermarket yet, but had many messages to assure me that they are there. So we'll be buying plenty of bunches and filling the house. I love having flowers in the house, I really do, but I have to confess, it's very rare that I actually buy them for myself. Recently got bought a few bunches for my birthday, but they just don't last, do they? But I do love having daffodils in the house, and I think the yellow just fills the house with so much happiness. I just think they're just so symbolic for happier times coming, warmer times coming. It really is. So it really is starting to feel like spring. Well, I didn't come to you last week. I didn't record anything as it was half term. And so you know what it's like. It's a lot, isn't it, when you've got the kids at home. So I thought I would pause the podcast and instead bring it to you today, where I have no one interrupting me for a biscuit or to wipe their bottom or this, that and the other. So I'm really looking forward to chatting to you today. You might have seen recently that I took my three boys on a skiing holiday. Ha ha ha! What a fool I am, I'm sure you're thinking. Claire, what on earth are you thinking? Well, yeah. I don't know if you have skied before. I have skied since a child, not a young child, but a child. I'm all right. I'm not a whiz. I'm not super speedy. I can get myself down a mountain. I enjoy it. I have to confess, I'm more of a casual skier. Ski in the morning until lunchtime, and then I really enjoy the sitting in one of the gorgeous little huts by the side of the slope, surrounded by snow, with a fire on, drinking wine and eating gorgeous food. To be honest, that's what I'd rather do. And then of course, once you've done that, there's no way you're going to get back on the slopes. It just doesn't happen. So I'm more of a morning skier, let's just put it that way. That's my kind of skiing. But that didn't happen this time, as I took three young boys with me. So yeah, wasn't quite the plan, wasn't the agenda for me. What happened was, at Christmas, my parents happened to mention that they fancied one last skiing trip they wanted to do. My dad's turning 70 this year and they wanted to do a skiing trip, and of course, after a few glasses of wine at Christmas, both myself and my sister were like, "Well, we'll come, we'll bring the kids, let's make it a big family one, dad's birthday, big celebration." You could imagine the face on my parents just like dropped slightly in horror, as I think they thought they were going to treat themselves to this fancy skiing holiday and then along come us and all our kids and all the stuff that that brings with them. So no, it was lovely. I hadn't quite planned I would take the boys skiing, but it's just the way that it went, and it was a really great opportunity, obviously, for me as a single mum, just thinking, I have been getting myself in a pickle recently. I have been doing little holidays, staycations and things with the boys to build my self-confidence of taking them away, but had written off the chance of ever taking them on a plane, or taking them on a plane for a good few years. One, the cost of taking them on a holiday by myself, but also just how I would do it logistically. So the idea of having family there with me really put my mind at ease and just made it all seem that much more possible. So yeah, this is what we did, and off we went. And I was quite, I must confess, the week before, when I had lists upon lists upon lists of things that I needed to pack. Because if you've skied, you will know that it requires a lot of equipment, so much stuff to pack for yourself, never mind three children as well, and really going through the whole, do they need snow boots or do they not? And it's so hard to know how much skiing they'll actually do. I didn't know if they'd take to it or not be interested. You know, they're still quite young. I just couldn't work out, like, you know, I have to confess, the idea of buying snow boots that they'll probably wear once, because they'll grow out of them pretty quick, and it's all that sort of stuff. It's like, oh, what do I do? And actually, I managed to find some great bargains on Vinted, so highly recommend looking on Vinted if you ever need things like ski suits, whatever. Also got my eldest, his suit was from Sports Direct, and it's really nice. He looks super smart, it looked really good, and he's now using the coat. I got, rather than getting an all-in-one for my nine-year-old, I got a jacket and trousers, so now he's using the jacket as his school jacket, because that needed replacing anyway. So it all works out well in the end, because I just hate buying stuff that you feel like they're going to wear once and then it's a bit of a waste. And I'm never going to get around to selling stuff on Vinted. I'm not that organized. I ain't got that time, guys. So yeah, there was loads and loads of stuff to take, and I sent out in my recent email a bit of a list of 10 things, or my 10 tricks and toys to take when traveling with young kids. So if you're interested in any help with that, not just about skiing, but just how to keep them entertained and the kind of things that I pack to keep them busy, because obviously used to be a play lady, and I still do plenty of that, creating activities and play opportunities wherever we go with the little bits that we've got. So yeah, if you are interested in that, that was in my latest email, so go and have a check of your junk box if you're not, if you are subscribed and you don't think you've seen it. That went out on Sunday. Or drop me a message and I'd be happy to send it to you again. So yeah, any tips like that, I'm more than willing to share. So we did it. We went skiing I have three young boys. My mum and dad were there. My sister, her partner, and her two young children as well. And my eldest, we took him skiing when he was four, so 5 years ago now. And it was amazing. After just one afternoon, he picked up where he left off, a bit like riding a bike, and he was off. And he was out skiing down the mountains with my dad, and me and him had some afternoons together, which were really special. And that was a really, really, really made it worthwhile, all the effort and things of seeing him skiing and really coming on, and again, growing in confidence. And even got my three-year-old on skis as well, and he was practicing on the nursery slopes and really enjoyed it. He only did a short, about an hour at a time. We didn't do lessons because I just, again, didn't want to book him into things then scare him, or you just don't know how he's going to take it. And we're at the tantrum stage, being a three-year-old, and didn't know if it would be something for him. It's all about timings as well at that age, isn't it? So maybe next time I would do that. But the reason why I'm telling you all about this is, like I said, I got my nine-year-old back on his skis, and in the afternoons he would go out with my dad and do some slopes and stuff, and then I would join him in the afternoon. My sister would swap with me. She'd come back and have the little ones in the apartment or around the town or sledging or whatever, and I would go out with Mason, and we would do a little bit of skiing together, which felt really special, particularly amongst the mountains. I mean, the weather was perfect. It was blue skies, sunshine, soft snow, gorgeous, like really gorgeous. So great to spend so much time outdoors and not on my phone. But it took us a while to get there. So like I said, we took him as a family when he was four and taught him how to ski then, taught him the basics of how to get down the slope and stuff. And I really didn't know how he'd take it. So the first day that we got there, got all our skis and equipment, and we went on the nursery slope, which was just outside our hotel. It was perfect location. For those asking, we stayed in Saint Foy in France, which was amazing, perfect for young families. The hotel was opposite the nursery slopes. The nursery slopes has what they call a magic carpet, so it's like a conveyor belt. Rather than children having to get on and off a lift or a button lift, which can be really difficult, they literally step onto this carpet and it shimmies them up the side of the slope, so they're able to do it independently. So again, really helps with their confidence. So another reason why we chose that resort and highly recommend it. So I took my 9-year-old, put the skis on, and he's one of these kids where he's a great footballer, and really sporty. In fact, he's one of these kids that can do most sporty things that he puts his mind to or has a go at. However, he does get really frustrated when he can't do it straight away. And I often have to remind him, you know, with football, think of how many hundreds of hours you've been practicing. He's one of these kids who'll watch a bit of YouTube, he'll watch these young lads that teach skills, and then off his own back, he will say, "Mum, I'm going to go and practice outside," and he'll go and practice the skills that he's just watched. And that's a bit I love about YouTube, you know, these role models that our children get to see. And I love that he will, some days he'll sit and watch it hours on end, given the chance, but more often than not, it motivates him or inspires him to go and kick a ball around the garden and go and practice some of the skills and stuff. So I really love that about him. But I had to remind him, you know, that he's invested so much time in practicing with football. That's why he's good at it. And so these other sports that he tries and attempts, you know, when he does clubs in the school holidays, and particularly when it's like a multi-sports one, he gets really frustrated when the other kids can be better at him at other things. And it's just reminded him that, you know, just think of how much you practice with your football. And so we're not going to be good at things straight away necessarily. And so I just had a feeling, particularly with skiing, that he would expect to put the skis on and be frustrated that it didn't happen straight away, which, so it did. I know my child. And we put his skis on, and it's just that at first, when you put your skis on, there is that little bit of feeling out of control as they're sliding away from you. And it was just reminding him the basics, you know, into snowplow and the way that you position your skis and where you position your weight on your body to turn and things like that. And it only took a few goes, and he got it, and it came back, and then he was, you know, "Can I go and practice on my own now, Mum? And can I go off it? Can I ski on my own? Can I do a bit more skiing?" Like, he was literally the last one off the slopes, given the chance. And it was brilliant, and I could really see his confidence blossom. So after he'd had the afternoon on the nursery slopes, me and my dad decided the next day that we'd take him further up the mountain, because then you've got the longer slopes. So a nice blue run where it's for beginners, but nice and long. So rather than the nursery slopes where you go down the slope quicker than it takes to get back up again, and it can get quite frustrating and boring. You know, you're going up in the chairlift, and then you're coming down and having a nice long time skiing. You can stop, you can take a break, you can look around. The resort where we're in, there were loads of like huskies and stuff. It was just beautiful. So we could really take our time, and say it's much better then. He's got more chance to develop the skills. And we did that on the second day after he'd had the afternoon, like mastering the basic skills and just reminding himself of it. And we did this blue run, and it was beautiful, soft snow, a winding path through the woods. And then right at the end of the slope, it came to a rather steep bit, actually. But the thing was, because it was the one slope that everyone used to get into the resort, into the resort of like where the hotels and bars were and stuff, because everyone used it, it was a highly used slope, so it was busier than the rest of them, which often you wouldn't see anybody. But also, because people were using it all day long, the snow was getting churned up, and so it made it quite moguly, what we say, all the moguls and stuff, which can make it quite hard to navigate. Particularly as a learner, you can get stuck into like deep snow, you can lose control a little bit. It can be a really difficult, and it also, considering it was classed as a blue, which is like for beginners, it was pretty steep. Even I had a few times had a bit of a slip or a slide, and I had a few falls as well. Just skied for a while and so busy watching him, not watching what I'm doing myself. Nearly took my dad out at one point, which thank goodness he managed to keep his balance, but I went I went head over heels. So we got to this part of the mountain, and he found it really tricky, and he would fall 3, 4, 5 times. And I was getting so frustrated, and he was throwing his poles and getting angry with me and just getting angry with himself. And it was just a situation and things. And we got to the bottom, and he was like, "I'm done, I can't do this anymore." So I was like, "Right, Dad, you go carry on, you ski a little bit more. I'm going to take Mace, we'll go have a hot chocolate, calm things down, and then we'll see what we want to do." So I took him into the, one of the little bars, and it was quite nice. It was just me and him, had a little hot chocolate, and just chatted about it. And you could see, once he'd had that bit of sugar and a bit of a breather, he was like, "No, I'm okay." And we were talking about it. And I explained to him something that I wish someone had explained to me years ago. I only recently discovered this saying, and I wish someone had told me as a child, because I just love it, and I think it applies to so much in our life. And I was saying to him, you know, okay, so he was saying that he was ready, that he fancied going down the mountain one more time. And I was like, "So if we do that, we are going to come up to this, the blue slope, the last one, the hardest bit, as we come back into the village, and just to be prepared for that." And I said, I just want to remind you something. And I told him this quote, and it says, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And it's by Henry Ford. And I'm going to repeat that for you, because I wish I knew it. "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And I just loved that. And I wanted to share it with Mason, because I wanted to remind him, if he was getting himself built up about this final slope at the end of the mountain, after making all that progress and coming all that way and traveling all those miles, skiing all independently, that one last bit, if he was building up to that and coming up to it thinking, "I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this," then he'll be right. He won't be able to do it. He would fall over. He'd continue to fall over, and he'd continue to get frustrated and feel like a failure. However, if every time he came up against that final slope, he arrived thinking, "All right, I can do this, I can do this, yep, I've got this, I can do this," he'd be right. He would be able to do it. He would be able to get down it. He would build up his own self-confidence, and he'd be able to get down that mountain, hopefully without falling. If he did fall, that's okay. And I used to say to him, you know, "That was a great fall. That was a fantastic fall." And it was just a really good way of explaining to him that a fall wasn't a fail. Doesn't mean that he couldn't ski. I've been skiing for many years, and he saw me fall over many times. And he really liked it, and he could really understand the quote that I was sharing with him. "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And it's so true. And I think, like I said, I wish I knew this for many years. I think it really could have changed my life. And, or rather, change my self-belief and my self-confidence when approaching different things, different experiences or opportunities or just different situations in my life. And it's that if you think you can, you're right. And if you think you can't, you're right. Because you're either going to big yourself up and encourage yourself to do it and do it with confidence, or you're going to talk yourself out of it and think of all the reasons why you can't do it. And so in that case, you're right again. So I really wanted to share this with you. And this quote is actually shared in the Stuck to Strong course, in the first section of the course. So Stuck to Strong is our 6-week mindset online course. And it really helps you to look at building your self-confidence and to help you feel strong both inside and out. And it's something really important to me after going on my own personal journey last year. This time last year, I was feeling so stuck after having my third baby, just feeling like I was in a rut, like I was stuck in the house, just felt like my life wasn't going anywhere, but also didn't know where I wanted it to go and didn't know who I was, and felt like I was only identified as a mum of 3 boys, and there was just so much going on, and I was just craving feeling stronger. I wanted my body to physically feel stronger, but I also wanted to mentally feel strong. I wanted to feel confident about myself and believe in my ability to do things again, and I felt like I'd lost all of that. So I went on my own journey, and I documented it all, and I put a course together because I had so many questions about it, about the workouts that I was doing, the food that I was eating. People could see me on Instagram, you know, sharing the positive affirmations I was doing, the journaling, the mindset work that I did, the physical work that I was doing. But not only that, but I was looking at, I really began to reflect on who was supporting me while I'm caring for children? Who's caring for me? And so it really helped me to look at putting boundaries in place and looking at the support network around me with friends and family, and having tough conversations with them, to be able to make sure that I'm meeting my own needs. I looked at self-care and self-love and how all that sort of affected me as well. I looked at the relationship I had with my children, because I really believe us as mums, if we feel confident about playing with our kids, about the mums that we are, the way that we fill our days with our kids, that confidence really seeps into all areas of our life, and it then allows you to leave the house more with the kids and dare to go to play days, or even host play days, or go to these baby classes you've never been before. If you're confident in your own ability as a mum, you're more likely to approach these things and have a go at these things if you're feeling good about yourself. And so it really does help you to look at the six areas of your life. You know, the way you're looking after yourself, your mindset, your child, the village, you know, the support network around you, and how you are looking after your body physically and mentally. So we really deep dive into these. And I love the messages I receive about these, because so often it's like, this is just came at the right time. I've been so stuck in a rut and it's time to look after me. You know, my kids, it's often most women that do the Structure Strong course either have just had young children and feeling in that, which I can completely relate to, stuck in the house sort of stage when the babies are really young and completely dependent on them, or the other intake of mums completing the course are those whose children have just started school and they're feeling perhaps that empty nest, or that, well, what now? Who am I? I've been mum for so long. Where, right, what am I meant to be doing now? What are my goals? Who am I? What am I interested in? And really have that sort of pivot and that turning point of self-reflection. And this is something that I wanted to share in the Structure Strong course, because whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that applies to being a mum, going and trying a new baby class, deciding. I was talking to a mum the other day who was umming and ahhing about writing a children's book. Deep down, she'd always wanted to, but she didn't know if she could. So again, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can write a children's book, you will make it possible. You'll make it happen. Instead of finding excuses, you'll find a way and you'll go and write the children's book. But if you keep telling yourself that you can't do it, you'll never do it. You'll find excuses and reasons not to do it. So it's really important that we can apply this self-confidence and this positive thinking, this positive self-belief, into all areas of our life, because we are worthy. We're worthy of having our own goals. We're worthy of prioritizing our own needs and looking after ourselves and deciding, right, do you know what? I have dedicated my life, or perhaps a little bit like me, okay, I felt like I pressed pause on my life for a long time and was watching everyone else living their best life. And I was like, oh, well, I'm a mum at the moment, so I don't have hobbies and I don't have interests and I don't have goals, and I turn 40 soon, or next year, and I can't put a bucket list together because I feel like I don't have. Someone was like, well, are there any bands you want to go see or any shows? And I was like, no, not really, can't think of any off the top of my head. And it's that whole, you know, just written that off out of my life, because it's not quite as easy for me to leave the house. And making plans these days takes weeks of preparation. So it's that sort of self-identity again that we really want to get into the habit of finding and prioritizing ourselves. And it all begins with that self-love, being nice to ourselves, speaking nicer to ourselves, and telling ourselves, you know what, you can do this, and finding a way of making it happen. Whether it's writing a children's book, whether it's starting an online business like my business mums in the course, whether it's setting goals, whether it's manifesting and believing that you are worthy of the new sports car that you want, or the job opportunities that you're going for, or that new, whatever it might be, in all areas of life, if we start to believe in ourselves, it really does allow it to happen. And then, like I said, you'll find a way to make it happen rather than finding excuses. And that's what happened with Mason on the skiing holiday. He started telling himself in the build-up to coming up to that final blue slope that was the hardest one, I could hear him saying, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. He just kept repeating it, I can do this, and I can do this. And guess what? He did it. He did it with style. So there were some times I was watching him, I was like, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe the progress he made over the week. And this one slope we had to go, and it was the only way home every night. And just seeing him do it, tackle it with growing confidence. And yeah, he had some falls, but he didn't let him stop him. He kept going, and he was fine. He found a way to get down the mountain. And by the end of the week, he was just so proud of himself, and I was proud of him too. But I really think having that little pep talk over a hot chocolate really helped him. So this is my pep talk to you. I am handing you that hot chocolate when you're feeling like you've had enough, like you want to throw your poles and kick the ski boots off and throw your helmet like you did. I had to go chasing after it. I'm handing you that hot chocolate and saying to you, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And I want you to choose, because it's down to you at the end of the day, isn't it? It's you that's going to make the difference. It's you that's going to decide that you can't and find excuses, or it's you that's going to decide that you can and find a way. And I'm here to support you. If there's anything you want to message me about, I am more than willing to help you. I don't know if you've seen recently, I have just posted, I started my own 30-day challenge. I feel like after last year doing the Stuck to Strong, I do feel strong. I feel stronger physically and mentally. I feel good, I feel fine, but I'm at the point now where, right, I want to feel great, I want to feel really good, I want to feel like I'm glowing, and I'm challenging myself to take it up a notch, to really boost my self-confidence and start a new chapter and really feel like I'm really making progress and turning my life around to live my best life. So follow me along on Instagram, come and find me, and follow along with this 30-day challenge, because I really enjoy sharing it with you. I'm documenting every day what I'm going to be doing to start my new chapter and live my best life. And I'd love you to join me along the way. Well, I hope that's helped today, ladies. Like I said, it was a virtual hot chocolate and a bit of a pep talk to give you that boost, that friendly kick up the bum, and a mum reminder that you're doing great. You really are. And if you want to go for something, please go for it, but it's going to start in your mindset and that self-belief. Easier said than done, I get that, but I'm here to help you. And if you would like some help working on your mindset, working on your confidence, and really looking and reflecting in all areas of your life, how you can build your confidence and feel great about yourself as a mum and as a person, which will then flow into all areas of your family life and for yourself as well, then do please check out the Stuck to Strong course. Come and get in touch with me. I'd love to chat you through it, or all the details are on the Play Hero website. You can come and have a look, and I can send you that. Slightly different to the website where we sell the play prompts, but come and find me and I can send you a link to the Stuck to Strong course. And you can also see the amazing mums who have also worked their way through it. And I love it because they send me a selfie when they first start out, and it's just the best getting those and seeing people really investing in themselves. I'm making a difference, and mums deciding that it's their time to shine, which is just awesome. So I'm going to leave you on the note that I know you're a mum, but you're important too. I am wishing you the best week, sending you lots of love. Chat to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please, sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.